Okay, so so we left with a few things here, right? So, for starters, the main we said one idea. One idea is what's the pshat when it says the facts were again is that could you give the manas kahuna to a million kohanim? Could you just split up and give every guy a little tiny piece? So the one idea which the Gemara is clearly indicating that you can't do that. If you want to split it up, you could, but you can't split it too far. It has to be, each one has to have kedema, like kedena sina, matana, matana yafa, matana maliasa, like a good matana. Which means, in a small animal, basically means each guy has to get a full limb, right, or whatever, as a chayamikeva, or one lachi, one cheek, right, and then in a big animal, you could split it further. But the question is, you may have thought the Gemara wanted to maintain that there's no halach like this altogether, that you could, you're allowed to split it up, it doesn't really matter. Right, the Gemara showed, no, you're only allowed to split it up. The answer was, you're only allowed to split it up by a big animal, but by a small animal, you're not allowed to. So he said, the idea is that on the surface you'd say, the question is, what's the din matana altogether? Matna's gona. What does it mean as a matana? So matana could mean two things. Matana could mean purely din amalanis. Notice this matana means that you have to give it to them. It's yours, and you have to make it theirs through a gift. It can't be a trade. It can't be an exchange. You have to do a technical type of a transfer, a one-way transfer. That's matana. So I don't care if you break it up into little pieces. Who really cares? Either way, it's still a matana. Mashmalan, matana isn't just a definition, the framework of the Imamah. It's not just a type of a kinyan, but it's a certain social activity. Which is an activity, I think so the way he said it is good. It's an activity of engendering goodwill through a via kenyan. It's via one-way kenyan. But the social import of the activity is that you're trying to create goodwill. It's an action, it's a one-way kenyan designed to create goodwill. And it's not just that you're using the matana. He's using the vehicle, the technical, the monetary vehicle of matana, but there's also becomes a quantitative aspect or particularization of the object which is involved in the matana, which is an object which will be able to have that, so that effect socially. So of course it doesn't just go by each and every guy, but it's halacha, it has to be objectified. So it's objectified. There's a universal idea of kedena sina. I mean, it's not objectified really, like low plug. You know, the halacha is kedena sina. There's an idea of matana, a matana yafa, which is defined socially. I mean, it could be in different societies, it could be a different amount, who knows, you know? I mean, presumably, yeah, we eat more meat, and it could be different. But, I mean, the more I tell you, it's left to the more ra of the time. That it has to have the quality of matana chashu, I guess, certain chashivas. So that it will be able to be a matana in the framework of the social. Right, that's what we said so far. I don't really mean to get so much into the psychological. I mean, if you want to go into psychology, maybe there's a better way to define it than goodwill. But I don't think that's the point of the halacha here. The point of the idea is that there's such a thing as amongst social interactions called a gift. And that idea, I'm just giving like a loose description of what it is. I mean, I don't think, the point is the real definition is it's a gift. It's a social gift. That's the definition. There's a concept. Now, the idea of it is you want to benefit another guy, and thereby you create a certain type of a feeling. And I mean, that's the reason for it. But I'm just kind of putting, you know, giving some sort of description, so we'll hook into that idea in your mind of a gift. But there's the idea of a gift is a certain type of a personal transaction. It's not just the way an accountant would define a gift. That's a good question. So, how do you measure what's a gift or not? So, it seems to be that the Havamina is holding is that what's the idea? What defines it as a Mesina Yafa? The fact that it's the entire thing, right? That it's an entire limb, right? That's the Gemara's Havamina. That's what we're saying. It says if you want to break it up, that's the Yisrael Lechad Lechayim Lechayim Kevelachad. So it means you have to give them the whole things. Right? Then the Gemara says, well, you see, it's not true. Because you see, in Eretz Yisrael, they give it, they split it up. So apparently, this is, well, the Gemara says, apparently, there's no halacha like this. apparently it's not true. It doesn't have to be significant, right? Apparently there's no halacha that has to be chashuv. Apparently it's just dinim amanus, right? Just the gift. So the Gemara says, no, you make a mistake, because this is talking about by a shor. And by a shor, it's much bigger, and therefore it could be defined as a sina yafa, matana yafa, even if it is broken up. Right? Even if it is broken up. So so apparently the Havmina wasn't differentiating like that, right? I mean, the Havmina, like, must have known you could have come up with a shor. I mean, there's definitely different kinds of animals, but the Havmina, according to the Havmina, the only way it would be like dina sina is if it's the whole thing. But now the Maskana is saying, no, your pasha showing is that there's another way it could be dina sina, which is if it's a shor and it's big pieces. So it seems to me there's like two ways, or it's a step in how something is defined as a kedei matana, as a kedei nesina. Right? So that Levi's asking, how do you measure the thing? Seems like that's what this Gemara is dealing with. You know, that's what the Gemara is showing you. At the end of the day, it turns out there's two ways. Right? Because it could be through being the Zerol of Amakeva, or it could be through being very big. So maybe we could just define this a little bit. I mean, so we're almost there, I think, but maybe we could show spell out. So what was the Havmina? What's the Havmina is only one way, and Maskanas is another way also. So what's the, we define that? Exactly the limud, but it could be Rashi means, Zei yimishpet hakon meisam meisam chayzevach, im sharim seh, v'nosan lakohen azorachay mekeva. So it says v'nosan. It could have just said, what's the mishpet hakon, im sharim seh, hazorachay mekeva. Right, knows what is the Mishpat Kohanim? The Zerach Lehem Akeva. That's the Mishpat Kohanim. That's theirs. But Vinosan Lakohen is saying that it has to take place through a certain type of an action. And otherwise, if it's just an idea that it's theirs, the Devas Chosin, then of course, if it's theirs, then you're going to do the monetary transaction. But it's creating a certain type of an action, which is bringing it about. There's an idea of the you're Vinosan. It's not just saying they have a right, a monetary discourse in it, but it's creating a character, a method of getting it to them, which is an anasan. And then my point is also is it's an idea. It was just saying like chashivas is a quantitative idea. It doesn't give you an insight into the institution. It's just like adding it on because of like a philosophical thing, because you want to, I don't know why. Like it doesn't halachically. It's cumbersome structure. It says the halacha is matnas kuna, but there's yoskosev. By the way, it has to be chashuv. But what's that? What's your idea of matanos? What's the new concept of matanos that you say that is matana chashuva? How does that fit into the idea of matanos? Oh, okay. You could say that. No, but there is, because I do. I mean, I give it. I take my animal and I give it to the 100 Kohanim. So I give each one of them a little strand of meat, and this way I'm dividing my animal amongst me and the Kohanim. But what does that mean, Nesina? Why is it? Where's Nesina Yafa? I mean, it's a Nesina. I can understand if you're saying it's like, this is like you could have said. I mean, maybe there's a Havmin like this, is that it's a Mice and Nesina of Azra. So therefore, once you cut it up, it's not a Zeroa anymore. So the Torah is saying is that's the Tzuras HaMaisa. It's a Matana of a Zeroa. You know, so half a Zeroa isn't a Zeroa. That's the Torah set up a Tzuras HaMaisa. But if it were a Tzuras HaMaisa like that, but it's not that. I mean, it could have said that's Avmin. I mean, it is that's Tzuras HaMaisa. The Torah is fixed as Tzuras HaMaisa. The Tzuras HaMaisa is the whole thing, not half of it.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
But that's not in the Sina Yafa. That's a different idea. That's just an idea that the ma'isa is to pick up, to give a zroa. It's not to give half a zroa. It's like you pick a lulav. It doesn't say take a half a lulav. The mitzvah is the tzuras ma'isa, and the ma'isa is giving a zroa and a thayim ekeva. So if you do anything else, it's not the tzuras ma'isa. But that's looking at it as different.
You think that yafa has something to do with like, five people on your sentence. Yafa, you see the yafa means like what you're giving is something respectable.
But was that like the philosophy of the thing? Like if you say it's just an idea that it's a ma'isa is zroa l'chaim ekeva, so that's your svara. It doesn't do with yafa. Just that's the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. Is that what you're saying? The avinas? What?
Nothing to do with
It doesn't.
Yachid is nice.
But that's not nice. This idea is the chafetz of the matana is ra. Torah says do a ma'aseh nesina is ra. So what is that? Is that just I'm saying? Is that, you know, the way to find the hamina? That there's a ma'aseh mitzvah of giving a zra'a? That's not significant. That's the ma'aseh to find ma'aseh.
Why
a sense, but that's not a sense. That's like a philosophical sense.
That's not a philosophical sense. But half a birthday cake as opposed to a full birthday cake is a different kind of thing.
No, but the idea then is the Torah is kovei.
I took like a piece of cake and I took a piece out of it already. You know what I'm saying?
No.
There is
I don't know.
Significance to a full item.
There's a significance, but that's. But that's not because it's an Asina Yafa. What would he say is lacking? What's lacking is not that I didn't do an Asina Yafa. What's lacking is that I didn't give him the right Chafta. The Chafta which I'm supposed to give him is a Zerua.
It's not
given,
you give him the cake crushed in pieces as long as you tossed all the bits into the box and then you gave him the
effect. Well, I'm not giving doing that though. I'm giving it to different people. I'm not doing that. There's no myself doing that. I'm just giving half of him of a thing. I'm giving some other guy a different myself. But that's not what I'm doing here. I'm giving him, you a half birthday cake and another guy a different half birthday cake. You can't say I did a ma'aseh of a nesina of a birthday cake.
Right, also wasn't a nesina.
So there's different svara. There are two different svaras. I'm not saying you can't say a nice nesina svara, but we have to define that. But if you're saying it's a different svara because the Torah is koveya at tzuras ha-mitzvah, of taking a lulav, of taking, giving a zroah. Oh, you're right. So forget that svara then. I agree with you. So I don't think that's a svara here. But that's, forget that. So now he's saying it's a din of a nesina. So now it's saying it has to be a nice nesina.
It has
to be a chashav nesina.
Right.
So I'm saying is that.
Why does chashav have to be in a specific framework of gift giving? Like, why?
What I'm just saying is it's not a nice idea. It's not a svara yafa. To just say, is the Torah saying do a nesina, and then it's lopping on a new reboy. If there's a reboy, maybe, but it's lopping on a reboy to say, oh yeah, by the way, also it has to be nice. But what's that idea? I mean, nesina is nesina. And then Torah should give you a quantity of the thing. But Torah, if you're saying it's a quantitative idea, that it just has to be like a good gift. So just say, what's the shevashir or something?
Yeah, you could ask, what does it mean to give? Like, does it just mean like the, just like, what does it mean to give? Meat.
Oh, I agree with that. But there's no meaning of giving meat means to give a significant amount of meat. And we have to, well, how does that fit in? That's what Rashi's saying. I agree with you. But how does give meat mean give significant meat? If you don't go on to this idea of the human interaction and that framework, how does give mean significant? Give.
Well, I think once Rashi, like that's right in Shina Yafa is, I mean, maybe I'm missing something.
Is significant.
Yeah.
But it's not true. Giving doesn't mean, if it's not significant, it doesn't lack in giving. How does that lack in giving? Forget psychology, forget anything. Just look at it as from an accountant standpoint. There's this idea of giving. Is he going to say there's any difference of giving if I give a dollar, if I give $100? He's giving. So you say it's not giving? Why is it not giving? Unless you'll say there's a new added on thing attached onto it that, oh yeah, it's two things. You have to do the giving, but there's a requirement, a super added requirement that has to be chashuv. Which is not, again, there's two problems with that. First of all, there's no limud like that. It just, if you want to say the Torah means a certain kind of nesina, but it's not a kind of a nesina. It's just the nesina is the exact same nesina. It's just that the chafza has to have a super quality of chashivos. But that's not. It doesn't sound like it. Just that it's a din in the chafza. It's like a new kind of a nesina. But why is it a new kind of a nesina? It's not a new kind of a nesina. It's the same nesina. It's just that it has to be chashuv. For instance, you have a lot of times. You do a mitzvah, for instance. It's always a good idea. Mitzvahs are good to do in nice ways. Beautiful. Take everything beautiful. All mitzvahs should be beautiful. But that's not likuva. That's not the structure of the mitzvah because hidur is a super added thing. I mean, except like asteroid or whatever. That's the right definition of the object. It's pretty out there. I don't mean it. But in general, there's always a mitzvah to take to nice tefillin, nice this, nice that, all kinds of things. Everything should be nice. That's the kiyum zakei l'mavayu. It's noi, tiyafat. But it's understood that that's not an akiv because it's an accidental quality. Niceness is an accident in the thing. It's not a different. It's not the action isn't different and the chafta isn't different. It's in general that's a super added quality in the thing. So the same as seen a yafa, to make that the ikuva, it would be one thing if there's a riboy, but even it's just saying do nesina, and it is a nesina. So what am I lacking in? Torah says do nesina, and I did nesina. So why do you say, because it's not enough? Why is it not enough? Who says the Torah didn't fix a minimum amount of things? I did nesina. So I did nesina to 50 kohanim. What's the difference between nesina? One kohen did 50 kohanim. And it's very generous. I gave it to all the kohanim, so what's the problem? I'm a generous guy. I gave it to all the different kohanim. And I gave up all my stuff, and I did nesinas. And every single time I did it, it was through a kinyan of matana. So what's the problem? So you say, because it's not chashiv. I mean, so what? Where does that fit into the framework? You could just attach the thing, that's the nesina, chashiv. But what I'm saying is that's an idea. Sina chashuva is actually a different type of an action. And the action is, you have to come on to the fact of the human sphere, but that's what Manas Kuna are. It's the idea of you being mechabed the Kohen by doing actions of kavod. Now, an action of giving him a penny is not an action of a gift, and it's not that's not what you're doing. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is setting the Kohanim up as people who are really for kavod, and the way you do that is by giving them gifts. Part of that activity demands a certain quantity, a certain chashivas. Yeah, chashivas. It's based on chashivas. But when you have a transaction which has a matana, which has a chashivas, now it's a certain type of human action. It's an idea of a gift. It's gift giving. I'm not saying is that the definition of the gift actually involves the goodwill going on in your head and what you're thinking in your head, because that's not a part of an action. So I'm saying is that's the concept behind the gift, but there's such a thing as the action, the tzura samaisa of a gift, and that is a matana chashuva, nesina aliyasa. So it's chashivas. But the idea of doing a matana which is chashuv is the formalization of the idea of the social gift. Now it doesn't mean the Torah is not saying you have to have that in mind, and you may not have it in mind because it's obligatory. It's Daniel's point again. Torah is forcing you to do it. I mean, so a person who really appreciates the kahuna may feel, even though it's a chiyuv, but he's in love with the chiyuv. He's very happy to do it because he really, it could be, let's say the government passed a law, you have to give gifts to your kids. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's not going to be a gift. I mean, you could feel the love of your kid and you want to do it. So, but a person who doesn't like the kohanim is still going to have to do it against his will because it's a chiyuv. But still, what he's doing is the maisa of a gift. The maisa of a gift is a nesina chashuva, the nesina malgisa. So I'm saying is like it is the idea of a gift giving of a nesina which has chashivas to it. But the concept is that is the way you codify the idea of a gift, the human action of gift giving. So it's not it's true. The other point is true. It doesn't mean you have to actually. It doesn't involve the psychological component of it. It's codified into the action of a gift. You know what I mean? And the highest level person will have that psychological feeling, but that's not part of the halacha. The halacha doesn't incorporate the psychology itself. But it does do the action which someone who does have that psychology will do. That's the way it's codified.
Okay.
It's like the Torah, this is like a philosophy, but the Torah basically holds it's appropriate to feel that way to Kohen and to give this to Kohen. And the Torah formalizes the chiyuv of manas guna. Now, a person who's at a level will really feel that way and will do it at a leiv shalem. A guy who isn't at that level will know that that's what he's supposed to feel, but he doesn't, but he's doing it anyways, and that will bring him towards that. It's like, it reminds me of like Simchas Yantov. It's like Simchas Yantov, or there's Lamas like this, or maybe Avelis like this also, but Simchas Yantov is the highest level person is going to be very happy that it's Yantov, and the ideas of Yantov are going to move him, and he's so excited and happy, and he's going to drink wine and eat, and he's going to be the Simchat Torah Fnei Shalom Kacha, and he's going to have the greatest experience. It will be a natural thing. And he'll do it, but he'll really have the highest simcha of Fnei Hashem. But a guy who's not at the level, well, the Torah is saying this is a day of simcha of Fnei Hashem, and he's going to do the actions of the maise of simcha, and it'll make him happy because they produce simcha. And he understands that's because it's supposed to be the Fnei Hashem, and because of those ideas. But it moves the person towards that idea by codifying the actions which are appropriate on the yantar. And even though a person may not internally have the appreciation of the Lefnei Hashem Lekecha, but he's doing the Maisim of Smach Lefnei Hashem Lekecha, how do you do Smach Lefnei Hashem Lekecha? You Lefnei Hashem, and you do Yid Basar Yayin. So he's doing the Maisim of Lefnei Hashem Lekecha, even though internally he may not be so happy about Lefnei Hashem Lekecha, he may be whatever, But the mitzvah is codifying that experience. And different people on different levels relate to it differently. So here it's codifying the idea of matana tagalim. And matana is a certain type of a gift, which is chashivas, otherwise it's not that activity. Even though I may not love the kohen, and I may be begrudging, but that's not it's not built into the tzuras ha'maisa. So I'm saying it like this. I mean, Sammy's pushing me in terms of the limud here. I mean, ultimately it comes down to the limud, I think, your question. So I'm saying it like this, is that when it says v'nasan, but I think it's getting a new idea here, but it says v'nasan, so there's matana, there's v'nasan means that you do an action whose character is a nesina. Okay? So I'm saying is that the definition of the action means it's a gift. That's a certain kind of an action. Based on human beings or whatever, there's an idea of giving a gift. That's one kind of an action. There's another action of just handing someone something, handing someone, like I can hand someone, a phone, and they can, the nature of the action could be an action of just handing it to him, lending it to him, or it could be an action of giving a gift. I mean, different actions, different type of human interaction. But then there's an idea of, and when you're talking about Zechiyo Matana, you're not talking about the character of the action. The action is the Mesira, Agbah, whatever the action happens to be. But the difference of Mechira or Matana is a difference in the nature of the transaction. Is it a one-sided thing or is it a two-sided thing? It's not that the action, what differentiates Mechira and Matana is not a difference in Maisa. It's a difference in Kenyan, in the nature of the Kenyan, the nature of the transaction. Is it an exchange or is it a one-way? But one-way or exchange isn't the Maisa, it's not a din in the Maisa, it's a din in the effect of the Maisa. Matana versus Mechira is not a two different types of Maisa. It's two different types of effects of Maisa. Two different kinyanim. Kinyan is essentially a transaction, which is an effect. It's an idea of an effect. It's not an idea of a action. It's true you need an action to bring it about, but the difference is not in the action. It's a difference in the das kinyan. It's the same action, it could be the same thing. The question is, it's different in the kinyan. The effect of the action is different. So it's mesira. But the idea of a nasan is the way, it doesn't just say, the Torah is not just saying that the kohen has his chus mamon in the Ezra HaKeva. It could have just said, Zeyash Bada Kohanim, Ezra HaKeva, Chazra HaKeva. It says, and of course, it says, so he has to get it, so you're going to have to do a kinyan to give it to him. But that's not, then the focus isn't on the Maisa. The Maisa is irrelevant. The kinyan is just however you realize the kinyan. The Torah doesn't have to tell you about the kinyan, about the particular Tzuras HaMaisa. It should just, the fact, it should be, it's Matana, it says, and now he gets it, he'll realize his chus mamon. But the Torah is saying v'nasan, means it's emphasizing the maisa. So the maisa, the maisa means that there's an idea of an action of matana. And that's from the frame of this human framework. That's what makes it into a v'nasan. Otherwise it's not like, otherwise it's just handing it over to him. And there's no strings attached. That's not the character of the action. So matana, yeah, it's true. The you could describe the transaction as matana, but if you're describing the action as matana, that's based upon the human activity. So if I give the guy a quarter or a little piece of nothing, a rock, so you say, is that a matana? So also it depends. If you want to know in terms of Kenyan, what was the nature of the transaction, you'll say, yeah, it was a transaction of matana. It was my transference from my object to his object, and through a misira, and there was no strings attached. But you wouldn't say it's a matana. You wouldn't say it's myself and asa. You'd say it's misira or whatever. I mean, you'd say whatever method of kinyan you're using. But the idea of nasan is an action of a gift. That's the in a gift. It's not just the effect. There's a certain character to the action. And that character only comes about if it has lashivas, otherwise it doesn't have that character. What the Torah is saying is that the way the Torah formulated the mitzvah of Manas Kahuna is it didn't just say that he has a zechus in them. But it said that this chus mamon should be realized through a nesina. This chus mamon should be realized through a ma'isa nesina, through a an action with a certain character to it, through an action, through a gift giving. So this chus mamon, it's based at its heart, it's a chus mamon. We can't abandon that because otherwise you have the motzah of avraya and all those other things. But it's the chus mamon should be realized through vinasan, through a certain human activity. It should be realized through a gift. And if you give it to him in a million pieces, give each guy a million pieces, then it's true this chus mamon is being realized, but not through vinasan, not through a maiso whose character is as an asino. It's just through a transaction. But in a transaction, the character, there's no character of action in the transaction. It's just simply, so to speak, a means to realize this chus mamon. But the Torah is emphasizing the maisa here. The Torah doesn't have to just emphasize the maisa, but just if it's just an idea of the effect. The character of the action of a gift comes about with multiple things. There's a physical transfer of an object. There's no expectation of anything in return, and the object has chashivas to it. And when you have those components, then you say that's a human action called gift giving. But those are three parts, but that's the concept of a gift. There's an activity, there's a human activity of a gift. I mean, it's distilling out the components of the thing. But or you could make it two components if you want. It's the kinyan of matana, of on a davar chashuv. When you take a kinyan of matana and you do it on davar chashuv, so then it's a certain character of an action. The action is now a gift. That's what I'm involved in. The human being is involved in the action of giving a gift. If you just do the mice in the sino, where you just hand them a quarter, you found the quarter on the floor, and you just whatever, you don't need it, you just whatever, you just hand it to him. It's true, there's the nature of the kinyan is matana, but it doesn't have the character of the activity is lacking. It's not an action of matana. So you've realized the effect of matana, but you're not involved in that human action. So, with this in mind, I mean, we can think about this more. This is a new idea. I mean, I think it's... I have to think about it. I have to think about it also. But I think it makes sense. But with this in mind, so the part of what you take from it, though, is that in order for it to have that character, it has to be anasina chashuva. It's a transaction with chashivas. So, the question is, where is the awareness of chashivas? So, and this is what I think Olivia was saying, is that the Havamina was the Chashivas is because it's a complete entity. It's an Eiver. So there's a Chashivas, like a qualitative Chashivas, that this is an entire limb. It's a Zroa, it's a Lachayayim, it's a Lachi, it's a Keva. That's a qualitative Chashivas. Like you see, for instance, in Kosher, in Machalos Asuras, you have a Beria. It's a Beria as in Batal. It's like a whole object. You have a little bug, but it's complete, so it's not bottle, because there's a chashivas of a complete object. So, I mean, here, in the framework of meat, obviously it's not the whole animal, but there's an idea of an eiver shalom, is a chashivas. You give a guy an entire eiver. So there's a limb. So that's the Gemara thought, is that's what it's saying, is if you want to split it up, you can't split it up beyond the eivarim, because it has the den of the chashivas, and the way it has the den of chashivas is through the qualitative component of eiver. So the Gemara says, "Yes, you could, because then you're saying that Eretz Yisrael they did." So it says, "No, that was a par." So the saying is that the chashivos could emerge in two ways. It could emerge through the qualitative entity of an Eiver, but then there's also a chashivos which emerges through quantity of a certain of a large quantity of basar, whatever that quantity is. But there's a certain quantity of basar which gives it a chashivos. Just like, for instance, in achila. You could argue this point, but as an achila, you can have a chashav achila by eating a beria. I think you get malchus. I think we hold the malchus for eating a beria. Or you could have through quantity of a kazayas. So a kazayas doesn't have to be a beria. But or you can have a beria. You could have a beria, which is chashav bigger than achila chashav because it's an entity. It's a qualitative entity. So similarly, you could have the chashivas of the jaw, even a jaw of a goat, and it's not that big, but it's a jaw. It's an entity, right? I mean, we don't relate to this, but I mean, right? It's a real entity. It's an Eiver Shalim, so that's the Chashivas. That's the Matan Chashuva. It's like I didn't leave anything off. That's the thing. I mean, I'm giving you a whole jaw. Now, jaws aren't the biggest thing in the world, but whatever. That's the jaw. Giving you the entire thing. So the Chashivas is going to give you the entire thing. That's the thing. I gotta have a jaw, I have to give it to someone, I'm giving it to you, so that's the chashivas. But if I give you a half of a jaw, you say, yeah, where's the other half? Well, that's not, you know. But if it's a huge piece of meat, I give you a half of a, you know, of the forearm or the zroa of a cow, that's huge. Right? So that's chashav in its own way. You don't have to look at the Eivar Shalim, which is very big, it's Kanei Matana. So that's what Gemara is showing you, is that the chashivas does, could come through quantity. You could have argued that the chashivas would be in a quality of chashivas, because that's like a clear-cut thing. See, quantity is already becoming like you have to draw a line. So you could have thought, I don't know how you can draw the line, but there apparently there's a line. So that you could have, maybe it's like Dr. Jay said, maybe then it would go by the size of a meal. I don't know. I guess there's no, I don't know where the line is. But you could, the Havmina was, the Chashivas has to be a clear-cut, objective, qualitative thing, which is the Eivar Shalim. So then, that's a knockout, because you see, in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have that. So the Gemara adjusts to say, no, that it's not, is the Chashivas is through quantity as well. Kedem Atana could be through quantity as well. Yeah. But I guess what we do for next time, I guess probably tomorrow, is that other point, right? That other question, which we still didn't take up, about could you give it up to one coin? Could you give it all to one coin? So, I mean, the Rambam definitely says you could. I think that there's a Havamin on the Rambam, which you could or could have disagreed with. Rashi, I think, also implies that you can't, because he says the mitzvah is to be mechaliket, which you could also argue with if you want. But definitely there's a halacha that you can't always give your matanos to one guy. Or at least it's definitely bad, and you'll cause hunger in the world.
Always to the same guy.
What? Rambam says it in the Pirush Mishnayos, and he says it's very bad, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin has it. Not in Sanhedrin, in Erevin. Samach Gimel and Aleph. But I don't know if he has it in the Mishnah Torah anywhere.
So
but the Rambam seems like, it sounds like he holds, I don't know.
Not like it's they're splitting it up.
He says like the Chomer, his hero is them, I mean, he's pretty strong.
Guy, you'll be ignoring the other
Kohanim. Mishnah is on this, in our parak. I don't know, not that I know.
Otherwise everyone will choose the best Kohanim.
It seems like they would quote it.
Who knows who that is.
I know, and the Shulchan Aruch they could bring it down, but it wasn't brought down there. It was brought down by Tzedakah, you saw? I know, I looked at them like, that's not it, that's a different thing. Apparently they think it's related. Someone, whoever wrote it, thinks it's related, yeah. Thinks it's the same Sfar.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting to look over there in that Semen. Now that you know it's a Semen, maybe it's good to look there. Yeah, so the question is, what's the difference? What's the difference between that and that? I mean, it seems that the Rambam definitely says you shouldn't be doing that. Shouldn't be. He says you shouldn't do it always to one guy, but he says his mutter, you're allowed to give it if you want to give all these all the matanos in one particular animal you could. So what's the difference? What's that? What's wrong with that? And what's right with this? So then I don't know how long that'll take us. But then the next question is are you allowed to eat from an animal until you take the matanos?
Is that the next day tomorrow?
Yeah, next day tomorrow. It's like is it teva? Like, before you take off chuma, you can't eat any of the food. It's chuma. It's teva. Question is there a counterpart in behema? You say, until I take off the matanos, I can't eat any of the animal, or there's no such thing like that?
Like if you had the whole thing slaughtered, and then you just butcher some pieces off as you need them.
Yeah, right. Could I eat it? Or do you say that I can't eat anything until I first want to give them to the coin, or separate it off at least? So that's the very next Gemara, and there's a little Tosos there on it. Yes, a little Tosos, but there's more. The Riki Vega sends you the Tosos on Kof Lamed. You'll see Riki Vega sends you Kof Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph. Okay, a little Riki Vega Gilyan Shas.
I'm sorry, what is that?
The Gemara, the Tosis we're gonna, the Gemara we're gonna do is here. It's on. It's the very next Gemara. Yeah, it's on Kuflam Beis on Beis. There's a Tosfos. Yeah, there's a Tosfos on. Let's look like Avasai. It's on Ayin, Lamed Zayin, about Aleph. No, Kuflam and Aleph on Aleph. That one, the Tosfos. But yeah.
Aleph?
Yeah.